Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Let's talk Caps, man.
Yeah, I mean, they're in, right? I mean, like, that's the first part of it all. They get a tough matchup in the Rangers. They're obviously underdogs. I know a lot of people are talking about the goal differential, and that's certainly true.
Let's dive into that, because I think it's junk, frankly. Now, they finished the season with a minus 37 goal differential. That is the worst for a playoff team ever. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
But how much of that was Kemper?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, how much of that was Ovechkin's unluckiness, you know, in the beginning, if that's a word? You know, there's a lot that goes into goal scoring. There's been a lot of studies out there. Some think that the luck to skill ratio for a scoring goal is like 70-30, meaning it's 70% luck, 30% skill. So when you're talking about goal differential, you know, overall, yes, it is a great barometer of how good a team is. Am I really worried about it? No. But, you know, you're still dealing with an 8 seed versus a 1 seed. So, of course, the 8 seed is going to be the underdog. You know, we can quibble about how much of an underdog they are. But we should also talk about how lucky the Rangers have been this year. I mean, they won 55 games. There are teams with better goal differentials that won less. So they certainly have their own, you know, luck that they've been riding. If that dries up, who knows what we're talking about. You know, so yeah, I mean, this is a David and Goliath matchup as an 8 versus 1, but, you know, we've seen some 8s win over the past couple of years, and, you know, it's certainly not out of the realm of possibility, but, you know, in this particular instance, I personally am not worried about the goal differential. I'd be more worried about the goaltending, and do the young kids keep scoring the way they have to keep, you know, Washington season alive.
It's true, because early on you were talking about the Ovi puck luck thing, B.I., interrupted you like I did.
Right. You did often.
So I do remember, and I'll be honest that early on I thought Ovi just maybe didn't have it all, and you were like, nah, if you look at the advanced metrics, your metrics came to play with the Washington Capitals. Are we able to crunch the numbers? Because Grant texted me, he thinks it's a plus 6 with Lindgren in versus whatever that would make it, like minus 100 with Kemper in. Are we able to crunch those numbers? Is that a little unfair because of, like, time of game? Like, if somebody's coming in to clean something up versus starts, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I will tell you that Lindgren is about 11 goals saved, better than an average goaltender. You know, Kemper is 12 worse.
Wow.
So, you know, there is a big... There is a big difference between the two. You got a quality start from Lindgren 60% of the time. You know, Darcy only gave it 47% of the time. I mean, there's definite differences between the two. And, you know, if Lindgren's going to be your guy going forward, obviously, you know, the early games don't have as much of an impact. And, you know, so it's really tough. This is the tough part of analysis, you know, trying to figure out what's signal and what's noise and, you know, what's the true team talent level and, you know, all that stuff. And I mean, this is an inexact science. So, you know, I personally give the Caps like a 30 to 35% chance to win the series. the betting markets are at 20%. So am I more bullish than most? Probably. But, you know, it's still a big, you know, it's still a big hill to climb. And it's going to come down to a lot of little things, right? Puck bounces being one of them. So, you know, if you like the Caps, there are certainly reasons to back them in this series at the very least to say, you know what, the betting markets are probably a little bit lower than what they should be.
What do they need to do to get this, I mean, to take this this series?
Well, they, you know, it starts with Lindgren. I mean, the Rangers can score. I mean, they have a lot of offense at their disposal. They're a great scoring team. They're a well-coached team. They just have a lot of, you know, a lot of players that can score both on off, you know, at, among the forwards and among the defense. So, you know, it's not a cliche to say goaltending has to be good because you're in a seven-game series, you know, where you have to win four games. I mean, the bad goals are magnified almost, right? Like if you let softies in, you know, it becomes a much bigger deal. So I would say first and foremost, they still need to have really strong net minding from, you know, in the crease. And then, you know, everything has to keep going the way that it's going, right? I mean, Ovechkin still has to be able to produce. They have to have, you know, the young kids continue to contribute. There can't be any, you know, there can't be any periods off, and we've certainly seen that from this team, you know, throughout the course of the season. You know, it's all hands on deck, and you know, everything gets magnified. All the little mistakes become big mistakes because you know you only have a certain amount of games to get things right.
Absolutely, talking with Neil Greenberg here on the BetQL guest line. Greenberg joins us every week, sports writer and stats geek for the Washington Post. You can follow him on the Xbox at N Greenberg. Is there one person, player, et cetera, you expect? If the Caps are going to pull this off, we know Lindgren, we know Ovi, Oshie. Like, who's a dude that has to have the series of their life?
I mean, you know, you want Dylan Strome to keep going, obviously. You know, you want Tom Wilson to be as big of a pest as he possibly could be without getting suspended.
I want him to throw that dude on the ground again.
you know, you need John Carlson to keep being as dependable as he's been. You know, there's just a lot of things that need to go right. But I think Alex Ovechkin can't be the only offense, right? Like that just won't work, especially not against a team like the Rangers. So you need Strome, you need Carmichael, you know, you need Connor McMichael, you need, you know, all these younger kids, these younger guys to help without any drop off from, you know, the Oshies and Ovechkins that are out there. So yeah, I would say pick any one of the young guys to keep it going because, you know, they need scoring, obviously.
Now, doesn't, like, kind of the way they've won lately where there's not a lot of scoring and they're blocking a bunch of shots, doesn't playoff hockey kind of start to lend itself towards that anyway?
You would think so, but in theory, no, because good teams beat other teams by a lot, not by a little. So when you have these you know, one-goal games, they inflate the record, right? I mean, you're not asserting your dominance over another team, and that's what good teams do. That's why goal differential is important. Like running up the score, being able to dominate your opponent is indicative of being a really solid team. Like you look at all the, you know, the championship teams and over the course of history in any sport, and they're teams that dominated. You know, every once in a while, you're going to have, like, you know, the New York Giants beating the Patriots that are looking for the perfect season. But you know, when you look at them as a group, you know, they're teams that are very much in the top tier of beating up their opponents. So I don't buy into the battle tested mentality. We've seen that flame out in all sports time and time again. This just has to be a matchup where the Capitals can come out ahead. I mean, that's all there is to it, and it's going to be tough. I mean, it's definitely going to be tough, but, you know, you look at over the past couple of years, especially with these eight seeds beating the number one seeds, it's because hockey is as fluky as it is that's, you know, able to be possible. And I'm not taking anything away from the teams that are scrappy as the eight seeds and win it. But, you know, you do need a lot of puck luck to go your way in order to pull off things like this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.